Hello, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. I say that every single time, but it's the truth. Really grateful to have you here. If you're new to the show, that's what I do. I read some scripture and I pray for you. Right now, we're working our way through the book of Genesis. And right now, we're in Genesis chapter 24, verses 1 through 27. This is such a long chapter, I had to break it into two. And so, verses 1 through 27. In the Message, this is what it says. Abraham was now an old man. God had blessed Abraham in every way. Abraham spoke to the senior servant in his household, the one in charge of everything he had. Put your hand under my thigh and swear by God, God of heaven, God of earth, that you will not get a wife for my son from among the young women of the Canaanites here, but will go to the land of my birth and get a wife for my son Isaac. The servant answered, but what if the woman refuses to leave home and come with me? Do I then take your son back to your home country? Abraham said, oh, no, never. By no means are you to take my son back there. God, the God of heaven, took me from that home of my father and from the country of my birth and spoke to me in solemn promise. I'm giving you this land to your descendants. This God will send his angel ahead of you to get a wife for my son. And if the woman won't come, you are free from this oath you have sworn to me. But under no circumstance are you to take my son back there. So the servant put his hand into the thigh of his master Abraham and gave his solemn oath. The servant took 10 of his master's camels and, loaded with gifts from his master, traveled to Aram-Naharaim and the city of Nahor. Outside the city, he made the camels kneel at a well. It was evening, the time when women came to draw water. He prayed, O God, God of my master Abraham, make things go smoothly this day. Treat my master Abraham well. As I stand here by the spring while the young women of the town come out to get water, let the girl to whom I say, lower your jug and give me a drink, and who answers, drink. And let me also water your camels. Let her be the woman you have picked out for your servant, Isaac. Then I'll know that you're working graciously behind the scenes for my master. It so happened that the words were barely out of his mouth when Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel, whose mother was Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, came out with a water jug on her shoulder. The girl was stunningly beautiful, a pure virgin. She went down to the spring, filled her jug, and came back up. The servant ran to meet her and said, please, can I have a sip of water from your jug? She said, certainly drink, and she held the jug so that he could drink. When he had satisfied his thirst, she said, I'll get water for your camels too, until they've drunk their fill. She promptly emptied her jug into the trough and ran back to the well to fill it, and she kept at it until she had watered all the camels. The man watched silent. Was this God's answer? Had God made his trip a success or not? When the camels had finished drinking, the man brought out gifts, a gold nose ring weighing a little over a quarter of an ounce, and two arm bracelets weighing about 4 ounces, and gave them to her. He asked her, tell me about your family. Whose daughter are you? Is there room in your father's house for us to stay tonight? She said, I'm the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah and Nahor, and there's plenty of room in our house for you to stay, and lots of straw and feed besides. At this, the man bowed in worship before God and prayed, blessed be God, God of my master Abraham. How generous and true you've been to my master. You've held nothing back. You led me right to the door of my master's brother. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I just love this story, and I love how tentative, and I can just kind of sense how worried this servant is to do this great big task. And Lord, yet you are so gracious to very clearly lead him. And so I pray for my friend today who needs clear guidance from you. Perhaps they just really need to know if that's an open door or a closed door. Perhaps they really need to know if you are leading them toward a certain relationship or against a certain relationship. Perhaps they need to know that it's time to sell a house or time to buy a house or time to rent or a time to move on. And Lord, you are good about leading your people. And this passage just shows us how good you are. And Lord, I love that Rebecca has a servant's heart. And so I pray for all of us today that we would have a similar servant's heart, that not only would we offer that cold cup of water to someone who's thirsty, but we would go above and beyond. We'd walk the second mile with those who have needs today, that we would not serve grudgingly or under compulsion, but as we know that you love a cheerful giver, we ask that your Holy Spirit within us would give us the strength to become cheerful givers in everything we do, particularly with our our family, Lord. Sometimes we treat outsiders better than we treat those within our four walls of our home. And so, Lord, we pray right now that you would help us and empower us to love our families well, with strength and with vigor and with joy, and that realizing that it's a privilege to be able to serve others. What a beautiful thing this is, Lord. And just change our attitude and our minds about what it means to be servant-hearted. We're only following our master, Jesus, right? He was the Son of Man who did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. So Lord, help us to be like you, to not come to be served, but to serve. Give us the strength we need to do that today, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You're a huge blessing to me, and I just want to commend you and thank you for spending these 5 or 6 minutes every day with me. I think it is amazing that you're doing that, and I pray that these times of hearing the Word of God and praying the Word of God have deepened your relationship with Him. So thank you again, and hey, if you're listening from somewhere other than the United States of America, where I am in, I would love to hear from you as to how you found this podcast. You can email me at mary@marydemuth.com and let me know. It's always really encouraging to hear how God places this podcast into people's earbuds. So thanks so much and have a great day.